Welcome to episode 19 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. It's just me and Geordie today. It's been a while, but we're back and we've got a big episode coming up. Hello, Geordie.
How's it going, Andrew? It's been a while.
It has been a while, mate. And we didn't really plan it that way. Just, I don't know, we got busy. So,
but yeah.
Got a bit to talk about. So today we're going to touch on the 1/8 off-road state titles, New South Wales state titles that I went to. We've got your Victorian 1/10 EP driver series.
Yes, we had our also, last round this weekend.
Yeah. And you've also been doing some on-road. So we're going to
get stuck into that as well. Pretty exciting.
Very. All right. Let's kick off with the 1/8 Nitro because that was in the past, like over a week ago. And then we can go to your Victorian series. So 1/8 off-road was New South Wales state titles at the Illawarra track. I haven't been there before. So it was recently, it was kind of out of commission for a while with all COVID and rain. But they did a rebuild and it was unreal. Like three full days, hung out with the X-ray crowd. It was unreal, like really good trip. So Illawarra is about 2.5 hours from where I am because I'm on the Central Coast. I did just a nitro, but there was nitro and EP. About equal numbers, about 30, probably six drivers in each. So it was pretty cool.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. So got my XB8 out, the X-Ray XB8, and still fairly new the motor, but I've done a few runs, but it was phenomenal. So had a great time hanging out with Ben Cribben, Stoney, Matty Cooper actually came down as well. So,
ooh.
So the results, the Matty Cooper, man. He's incredible, that guy, right? So
he is.
This is his fourth race meeting of 1/8 off-road ever, okay? He rocks up pretty much, just hasn't done it for ages, hasn't been racing hardly anything. And it was a pretty strong field this time. The only person who probably wasn't there that was, like Ari wasn't there, but Craig Lawton was there and Kev Lewis and, you know, there's all the, it was a much harder field than the ACT state titles.
Yeah, so all the top guys were there.
Yeah. It was really good. Ben Panic was there. Yeah, all the kind of traditionally really strong 1/8 guys. He actually, so the Friday was a free practice day where you swapped three consecutive laps were used to seed you in the next round. So I seeded in the B, which was good. I was like, I think I was 16th or something overall, so I was pretty happy. Matty actually TQ'd it.
Oh, did he?
So he didn't TQ. This is not official TQ, but he TQ'd the practice. So he was.
Yeah.
That means he was seeded one the next day. So Craig Lawton was there as well, who's an absolute legend, like top 50 in Worlds kind of thing. Like he came top 50 in the Vegas Worlds and I think also in the Australian ones in Perth. So, yeah. So Matty, anyway. And then, but when it came to qualifying, Craig was number one. I think Matty was two. It's just incredible to see him drive so quickly, so quick.
That's cool.
It was insane. Like the guy just absolutely sends it. Like it just. So, one of the things he was struggling with was fuel consumption because the dude's pretty much full throttle.
And yeah. Okay.
Like he was actually struggling at one stage to get 7 minutes, which is unheard of, right?
Really?
Like,
okay.
Yeah. It was. But anyway, they ended up. He actually had to temper his driving a bit, and his dad was. Peter was pitting for him. And then they did some attuning and stuff like that and he got better and then he was fine. But Craig Lawton ended up winning it and he's a hot bodies driver. He's like you, he's a sponsored driver. So he's really like pretty high profile.
Yeah.
He won it. Matty ended up coming second with his XB8 and Kev Lewis, who won the ACT state titles, come third with his Kyosho. So,
Bit of a mix-up.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. Nitro is really good. 1/8's really good with the different brands. Like, there's a lot of the older brands are still around. Like Techno true. And a lot of brands that you don't see in 1/10 so much. So that was really good. Ben Cribben ended up coming sixth, which was awesome effort for him. Like,
solid effort.
He's just getting better and better, that dude. Stoney won the EP. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble here. I can't remember who come... I think James Muha come third. I'll have to look it up while we're talking later. Who comes second, I apologise. who was second in EP, but I can't remember it right now.
Okay. So where did you finish?
Yeah, so...
That's what we all want to know.
We all want to know. So I ended up qualifying 20th, which in the... So normally what they do for Nitro in that state titles is it's top 10 go on the A's, next 10 go on the B's, and they do five bumps. This is what they did the ACT, right? So 15 in the final.
Oh, it's a big one.
It is, yeah. But the problem with Illawarra, the track wasn't big enough to do that. So they end up going with eight automatically in the A's, okay, the next eight in the B's, they're top 16 to get into the B's. And I came 14th. I was 14th in one of the qualities. There was five qualities, dropping your lowest two. But I just wasn't on it. Like 20 was about right. So I ended up being fourth in the C's. So there was a D final as well, and then you bump up, and only three bump up. So I was fourth in the C's, but super confident. I thought, I'm going to be okay. Like I was confident I could bump up.
Yeah.
Because my last quality was the one where I come 14th. I finally got the car sorted, and I was really happy where I was. So I was in fourth place, doing really well, and I flamed out.
Oh, no.
So I flamed out, ended up, this was about, so this is a 20-minute final, so it's two pit stops. So I flamed out about 8 minutes to go. So I was like 12 minutes in. And then I went back to fifth, came all the way back to fourth, unlapped myself with fourth, got within about 12 seconds of fourth, and then, off third, of the bump spot. I was in fourth, and then I ran out of time. So I didn't have bump.
Okay.
So I ended up coming 20th. So my tale of woes continue for my bumping. I don't know what it is.
Hopefully next year is your year.
Yeah, this year's completely just warming up, right? Getting back in the groove.
It's like new car. A learning experience.
It is.
Yeah.
Brent Cribben pitted for me, and I bought, I've got a headset now, so I was talking, it was really good. Like, it was such an awesome week, like, absolute blast. It's kind of weird. I don't know whether it's just me, but it feels, because you've got bump ups and people crash more because it's 1/8 and it's all, you know, nitro and you've got pit stops. It's just that, for me, it's a bit, I find it, it's not as tense. It's kind of like, you know, like you get nervous and stuff, but it's really good fun. An absolute blast. It was, I just loved it. And the X-Ray boys, we have so much fun when we hang out. So,
yeah.
and I actually posted a photo. There was a lot of shenanigans going on, but it was quite cool. So anyway, big shout out to the club. We had a great race meeting at Illawarra. I'm just super pumped next year. I'm going to try to do Vic state title, which is on in 2 weeks, I think, the 1/8 ones. Year I want to do it. But yeah, I'm just loving it.
Whereabouts is the Vic's at?
I just saw a post on it today.
Is it EMCC?
EM one, yep. I think it is. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty good track there.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. So that was
amazing. And it's oiled as well. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. So my next thing is the Proline series, because they're all cancelled. Two of them were cancelled. They're running the Canberra one January 15, so I'm definitely going to go to that. And there's also a six mix series going on, a tyre series that Campbelltown Hobbies is running. And so I might try to make some of them. So yeah, I'm just fully loving it. So that was really good. So
there's a lot on.
Not getting the results, but thoroughly enjoying it and definitely getting better and faster. So we shall see how I go next year. But
that's pretty good.
Tell us about the weekend, mate. You had the driver series last round.
We did. So, yeah, it started on Friday with open practice in the afternoon. Yeah, first of all, it was actually the Wodonga Dirt GP. So it was supposed to be held at Wodonga, which is near the border. But they were actually flooded from all the rain and that down the Murray River. So their track was underwater, which wasn't too good.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, no, it does. But so, yeah, Keelor hosted the event under the Wodonga Dirt GP, so hence why I was at Keelor, which I think majority was pretty happy because we didn't really have to travel, but yet again, Wodonga's an awesome track and it's always good times up there. But yeah,
Direction on Keelor?
Yeah, it was. I think because we can't do two VDS rounds on like the same track, essentially. So I think Wodonga requested it to be changed up a bit. So they reversed it. And yeah, it actually flowed really nice compared to the old layout. Just there wasn't as many big jumps, but there were more like rhythm section jumps, which was pretty
Yeah.
cool.
And the jump faces were, I'm trying to remember the track when I was there for state titles. Yeah, there was no kind of step down, so everything kind of works in reverse, doesn't it?
Yeah, they didn't really change any of the jump faces or anything, because
Great.
you can still run it in the other direction as well. So they're going to try and mix it up in between each
Yeah.
club day and try and, I don't know,
Awesome.
have one club day going clockwise, the next one going anti-clockwise or
Yeah,
something,
yeah.
which will be
That's
good.
kick ass.
But yeah,
Yeah.
it flowed really nice and the jumps worked pretty well in both directions.
Brilliant.
That was good.
Just before, just one sec, I just want to go back. It was, so Michael Stone won EP, Richard Leitis was second place,
Okay.
and James Muha was third with the techno. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't leave Richard out. So,
Nah, fair
congratulations to
enough.
those three. Yeah.
Nah, awesome.
All right. So, reverse grid. All right. So, tell us about it. Now, you were winning the series leading up to the last round, weren't you, Geordie?
Not quite, because I didn't do round three at Nox, and it's
That's
best
right.
three out of four, so I've only done two out of three at the time.
Right.
So, but come with the dropped round coming into the event, I was around the top. So
Yep.
that was pretty
Okay.
exciting. Yeah, so
Awesome.
practice was on Friday, and then we had till 12 o'clock on Saturday practice. But they tried to squeeze two qualifiers and one main in the on the Saturday, because last night and today it was forecast to be heavy rains, which it rained overnight. But when we rocked up to at the track today, so we are recording this on the Sunday, the day we raced, by the way.
Yep.
And yeah, we rocked up this morning and it was blue skies, not a cloud in sight. And yeah, it was a perfect day for it. But
Perfect.
yeah, they got two rounds of qualifiers in yesterday, and I was able
Yep.
to TQ two a mod. Yeah, XB2 was pretty
Well
much
done.
perfect in both rounds of qualifying. And four-wheel drive was a bit iffy in practice. I don't know why, just couldn't really find the correct tire selection and either to goop or not to goop the tires. The actual setup on the car was pretty dang good, to be honest. But yeah, we were just struggling with the tire compounds a little bit and the
So
goop.
it's not a control tire for the driver series?
No, it isn't, because you guys have a
Ah.
controlled tire up there for
We
yours, don't you?
do. Yeah, we do. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so this is all
Interesting.
open tire, which is,
Okay.
I don't know, it makes it a bit more challenging, but
Yeah.
it is what it is. But I qualified fourth in four-wheel mod. I actually had a DNF in the second qualifier.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, but I don't know, can't really change that. So I started fourth for the finals and actually won the first and the third final in four-wheel drive. So I was able
Oh,
to
you
win,
won it.
yeah, from fourth, which is pretty exciting. It
What a
wasn't easy
legend.
though, but
Yeah,
yeah,
for
we got it
fourth, that's
done.
incredible. Yeah,
Yeah.
you would have had, what, both Mondays in front of you?
Yeah, so I had Matt Griffin on pole, and then Ray Monday second, Lockie Monday third.
I was trying to avoid the results because people, like you said, we're recording this Sunday night and I knew we were going to talk, so I wanted to get surprised, but. That's amazing, mate. What a great effort from
Yeah,
fourth.
it was pretty
I'm
good.
impressed.
Yeah, the car was
Yeah.
feeling really nice to drive.
So you are the Victorian 1/10 EP Driver Series winner, that means? Or
Yeah, so
not?
for both
You
classes
are.
actually. So that was pretty good.
Wow. What a big
Yeah,
year for
and
you,
also
eh?
today, two-wheel drive, I got TQ on first overall, and Matt Griffin second, Lockie Monday third.
Well done. I did see Ray post that Lockie come third in both and I think Ray come fourth in both.
Yep.
But mate, that's a good effort. Well done. I want to talk about control tyres a bit later. I asked because there's this discussion going on with the 1/8, and I'll talk about that a bit later. But that's
Okay.
interesting. Yeah, so that's really good. So X-Ray, bring it home, hey? That's
Yeah, it was
excellent.
pretty good. Everyone worked well together. It was good. Good
It's a good
weekend.
way to round out the year. So is that it for big races for the year? You're not going to XRS, are you, in Sydney because you've got your graduation at school, is that correct?
Yeah, unfortunately I can't make XRS because yeah, I've got the graduation for school. Just, I don't know,
I'll fly the
bad
flag,
timing.
not for X-ray, but I'll fly it for our podcast.
Yes, you
I'm
will.
going to the Sunday only, so because I've run out
Ah,
of
true.
frequent family points because I was spending it on 1/8 weekends, but I'm going to go the Sunday, so that's going to be really cool. I can't
That's
wait.
exciting.
So, yeah, I'm doing a full rebuild. I was tearing down my XB4 today, so I'm really pumped. I'm in the mod, so take on the big boys.
Okay.
So that's gonna be interesting. That'll be exciting. But for sure. If my first big race, like first non club race.
Yep.
Robbie Racing mod. So, and once again, mod this year has just been a learning curve for me. Next year I'll be hopefully getting a bit better. So that's really awesome. Good. So if I do come down to
control the tire as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah, XRS is. It's whole shots, M3 whole shots.
Yep.
All around. So it works out pretty good because you kind of need them in the morning anyway. That's the best tire for that track anyway. And then normally in the afternoon when it grooves, you want to go to a bar. But people often use the worn hole shots.
Yeah, they're pretty good all around tire.
They're a good tire. Yeah, they really are. I do, because I'm semi-pro now, I do have a... I like S3 bars in the afternoon, like positrons or electrons.
Yeah.
Because when it's really grooved and it's hot, they're actually really good tyre.
They're the long wear compound, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Yeah, they're quite good. Okay. So they work quite well when it's hot and I found... Anyway, but I can't use them. This weekend's just holies, so...
At least it makes it fair for everyone, which is good.
Yeah, so we might as well, before we get to your on-road stuff, I just want to talk about control tyres. So, New South Wales state titles. So, in 1/8, you've got the Proline series, which are obviously S3 blockades for everyone, and it works really well. The Campbelltown 6-mix series is the same. Like, they have, I think it's 6-mix scratch, or some 6-mix tyre, which I'm not familiar with, but is a control tyre. But state titles... It's not mandatory. I think it's up to the organisers, and this one wasn't. And like, I mean, Peter Cooper and Ben, they basically had literally $1,000 worth of tyres and rims.
Wow, it's full on
in a massive box because they kind of had no real idea what to expect. And you know, during the whole course of the day, people are trying all different compounds and tyres, and I didn't have that many. Right, like I had 3 different tyres, I think, but I just didn't use what I used. But I was kind of thinking, and there's been a bit of discussion about it, like the Nationals are in Perth next year, 1/8 Nationals.
Yeah.
And if you want to fly a full box or like huge bag of tyres because you don't know what to take, it's a bit crazy, right?
Because it would get pretty expensive.
Oh, super expensive. And it's kind of like an advantage for people who are either sponsored drivers because they get their tyres either very cheap or free, or people who want to throw a lot of money at it, or the people who are locals.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm kind of an advocate for control tyres. I just think, and it doesn't have to be one tyre. Like, you can pick 2 compounds and 2 treads from the same manufacturer.
Yeah, true.
And because what people say a lot is, because Geordie, for Nitro, for the 1/8, the qualifiers are 7 minutes. There's no pit stops.
Yeah.
But the main's like 45 minutes or an hour. So it's hard to get a tyre that's good for both. So I'm sort of thinking, well, I'll just pick 2 compounds. Like F1 has 3 compounds, right? So a control tyre doesn't have to be one tyre, but at least narrowing it down to 1 manufacturer and 2 tyres means it's much easier. So I don't know. So
definitely.
What do you think about, would you, like, you're a real top driver, do you prefer to have variable tyres or you'd rather be controlled?
Well, yeah, we always talk about this at the track with others. And I've always settled on having a choice that would provide, like, a control tyre for even our VDS, nationals, state titles and all that. Because it makes everyone on the same tyre, so everyone's in the same boat, essentially.
Mm.
So it's more fair. And it also limits the cost on buying several compounds and then several tread patterns. And you got to have multiple ones of each to be able to, like, because you don't know which one you're going to choose, essentially.
I know. I 100% agree. Like, and the way I see it, right, I mean, I've actually put something together and I'm sort of pitching it to various people to see what they think. But for me, you have a list of manufacturers and you just rotate through the manufacturers, right? So it's not always the same tyre. So you basically say, there'll be 6-mic, Proline, J-Concept, whatever, right? You get a list of, they have to have a distributor in Australia and have stock 3 months out to say, yep, if they qualify, then you just have a list. And so the first state titles will use the first one, second state title. And the local track will decide from that manufacturer which 2 compounds or which 1 compound to use. And I'm like...
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, so Proline could go, well, M3 whole shots and S3 positrons. They're the two control tires. You can use them whenever, however you like. Or whatever. Like, one-tenth might just have one tire, but for one-eighth, it doesn't make sense to have two. But
that's true.
Anyway, I think it's... Like, I think it's also another big differentiator between the top guys. Like, there's so many things that are the pointy end, like your level, know that people my level might not know, but it's another variable into it. And also, a lot of the top guys are sponsored, so they get the stuff cheaper anyway. And I don't think you need to have... I think you can just... Like, if you're forced to use a tire, even if it's not ideal, then it's your skill in getting the car set up or your driving to make it work, right?
Exactly, because everyone's using the same tire.
I know. Yeah, I agree. But there are people against it. And I understand this is... Everyone has different opinions and things, but kind of feel this one is one thing that can really stifle the sport if those big races, you just need to take so many tyres. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but anyway. Yeah.
There's also been talk about tyre limits at big events, like the nationals and state titles, where it is a controlled tyre, but trying to limit the amount of sets you're allowed to use. Because at the nationals, to be competitive, we're having to use a new pair every run. And that was the, I think it was S3 Electrons. Close out. So they're not cheap. They are not cheap.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a fortune. It was every run.
So this is what I mean. Like, you have a really good driver who's not sponsored and they can't afford to do that. They can't win, right? Like, it's a big disadvantage.
Exactly,
I'm going to go, to me it's a no-brainer. I think it's something that we really need to look at. And so I put together a proposal and I'm just kind of sending it around to get some, just trying to help. Anyway, I'm interested in what people think. You know, if you think, I've heard arguments against it, you know, that like people saying, well, the sponsored drivers want to support their sponsors. But to me, it's the people, it's not the top 10, like it's an amateur sport in Australia, right? Like it's not the top 10 drivers that carry the sport. The people in the pyramid who contribute to that. Like, you don't want to go to a state titles, only 10 people can go because that's the only people that can, you know what I mean? Like the people in the B's and C's is what make the event
cool. That's correct, it's about everyone.
So, yeah, and like I'm never going to win a state titles, right? My goal is to make it A main, right? Seriously, like just sneak into an A main of a state titles. Now,
as in modified, you know, or stock?
So in 1/8, it's definitely A main. Me making an A main modified. No, it's still a goal. It's still a goal. Yeah, I can sneak into one potential. Day. You've got potential. You never know. You never know. But so people at, you know, it's a lot of people at my level who are at that level trying to do that. And I kind of feel, just for young people as well, like getting into the hobby. Man, the expense is huge if you have to worry about so many tyres.
That's it, anyway. Yeah. Speaking about controlled tyres, actually, one thing I really like about On-Road is that our big events here have controlled tyres and tyre limits per class. So say I've been running 13.5 touring car, and at the event I ran in Bendigo, you're only allowed 3 sets per car, like per class. So everyone.
How do they police that, Jordy? Do they mark the tyre when you register or something?
Yeah, they do. So you purchase them, they hand them out with all the markings on it, with under your details and that. So they had like a number per set that correlated to your name, and then they kept it. And then every time you wanted to use your tyres, you'd have to go up, collect them, then you could source them, sand them, put your tyre warmers on, and all that. But I mean, I get it's hard to control, but. It makes it fair for everyone, not having to spend hundreds of dollars on a weekend to be competitive, whereas on-road tyres, I think they're around $40 per pair, like per set, and you get 4 for every corner of the car. And yeah, $120 for a weekend where everyone else is paying the same. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds brilliant. Well, okay, good segue. Let's hear about your... Because I've been reading you're kind of doing pretty well, right? So... Let's hear about it.
So I've been using a loan car, which has been a 2013 X-Ray T4. So it's the rear motor, which is pretty old. But
It's not mid-motor. Yeah, I know the mid-motor are the bottom ones. Right, okay.
So my mate, Alejandro Deloso, has been... you know him.
He was next to us. Vic's Take Titles. He was pitting behind me. He's a legend, that guy.
Yeah, he's good bloke. Yeah, he's got that. he sorted one of them out for me to be running. So I did practice that at Templestowe, which is probably a local club here in Melbourne, the weekend before Bendigo. Yeah, and Bendigo, that was probably the, I think it was the biggest on-road event in Victoria for the year. So there was a lot of entries, but they also capped their entries as well.
Yep.
And yeah, that was my first big major on-road event.
Can you explain to me, so 13.5, that's called stock, is it?
Or yeah, it's 13.5 it stock. And there's also,
but that's fast, right? Because yeah, I've done 21.5 when I was doing it. So 13.5 to me feels like that's the fast one, but there also is mod above that as well.
Yeah, the mod, that is cracked. That's pretty insane.
13.5 in a 1/10 on-road car, they just absolutely scream.
Yeah, they are quick. They're very competitive, yep. Because usually, awesome. Say, a stock driver in off-road, they usually race 21.5 in on-road, and a mod driver in off-road would usually race 13.5 on-road.
That's right, yes.
So the speed is more...
That's how it is in Sydney as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because mod's not really that competitive down here. Usually, well, at the Bendigo, they only had 5 or 6 entries. So there wasn't many.
It's the same in Sydney, I think. I think the 13.5 is the big class, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's been really competitive down here. But ooh, yeah, I came third in Bendigo, which is pretty surprising.
That's insane. What? How do you do that? How do you... Anyway, I'm just going to... All right, cool. That's amazing.
Yep. No, it's pretty good. And I've also got a new X4-23 I've built up.
Oh, I saw some photos. That kit, I want to get it just to put it on the shelf. That kit is kick-ass.
It's pretty sensational, yeah. The amount of work and detail that goes into them, it's next level.
The on-road kits, now that's expensive kit, right?
They are very expensive, yeah.
Compared to off-road, aren't they? I think they're more expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they're about, depends what brand you get, but they're around $1,000 mark.
Wow, but they're a nice kit, man.
They are very nice. But the thing is, on-road's a lot cheaper to maintain, which I've been told, compared to off-road.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, the tyres were a lot
cheaper.
So you're
taking it pretty serious then, obviously, because you're
yeah, well, I want to get into it. Yeah, I want to do some more racing next year. I don't know if I'll move to mod anytime soon. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to try and get used to the new car. And yeah, 13.5 is obviously more competitive down here than mod. And yeah, I just want to try and be at the pointy end in stock. And then, yeah, we'll see how we go.
So was Alejandro, what was he, in... with 13.5 with you, or was he doing mod?
Nah, Ali was doing 21.5.
Oh, he's a stock driver. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was because he was planning to run 13.5, but he had the new 2022 model at the time. And yeah, I don't think he had many parts for it, and he didn't want to break it.
Okay.
So yeah, hence why he did 21.5. But he's going to be doing more 13.5 soon.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Well, that's really good. I was just like Braden Stanley. He came ninth in the worlds today, right? Like,
yes, I saw that.
What? I don't know what class is that. What on road class is he doing over there? It's nitro, isn't it?
It is. Gas. Yeah. I think it's 10 scale. I'm not too
sure. 10 scale gas. Yeah, I think it is. Yep. I think you're right. Yeah. So shout out to him. He came ninth. Apparently, he bumped up ninth from the semis or something. Or he qualified from the semis. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
That's insane. All right, yeah, that's cool. In terms of on-road clubs near you, is there many? Like, is there good ones near you, like close to home?
So there's one in Geelong, which is south of Melbourne, down the bottom of the bay, and that's just under an hour to us. They've actually got a brand new facility they're building now, which is indoor asphalt. So they've actually got a major event there.
Indoor asphalt?
That's crazy. Indoor asphalt.
Yeah.
So they got an event there from the 2nd to 4th of December, which I'll be attending as well. Oh, so that'll be my first major race with the new X4.
So it's 2nd to 4th of December. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's coming up.
Can't
quick.
Wait to hear about that. Oh, man, that's going to be... I'm really excited for you, man. I want to... I've dabbled a bit. I've got an F1 car, and I also had a cheap plastic, fantastic touring car that I used.
Okay.
Just to muck around a bit, like it was just a, and I've got tyre warmers on. I do enjoy it, but I don't have time. Like, if you know, for me, it's just, man, I've got so much racing and not enough time. So another yeah, plus. True. But I do enjoy on road. I'm excited for it to hear how you're going. That's great.
Yeah, it's good. There's also Bendigo where I raced. That's 2 hours north of us, or about an hour 45. So that's more in the country. And then, within Melbourne, there's Templestowe, which is on the east side. There's also Boronia, which is near Templestowe as well. And then there's one on the other side of the bay, southeast RC Car Club, I'm pretty sure. Okay. They're all about 2 hours away. So Geelong will be my local.
I just saw your post about the driver series on Facebook. So,
I did that before.
Nice trophies.
No worries. Oh, thank you.
I won my first RC trophy. I forgot to tell you this.
Oh, you did?
I won the concourse.
Oh, true. So, yeah, I did see that.
So, and everyone was so dirty, right? Because Ben Grimmon, you know, he meticulously keeps his car.
Oh, he is very.
Like, he polishes the pipe. He polishes the pipe. Yeah. So it looked, and mine wasn't right. So I just, and I got picked. I was the only kind of pink car, as I have a pink Flames, a Sushihara kind of thing. And so I need to, I left before the big final. So I haven't got my plaque, but I need to shout out to James Ainsley, who did my, does my bodies. But I'll take it as my first trophy. But I do want to win a trophy at some stage in my life.
You never know. Could be very soon.
You never know.
Next year.
That's awesome. All right. So my next race, is XRS this weekend. So Mod, I'll be mixing it with the... And all the big ones are going to be there. So the Donnelly be there, Ari, Ben. So we'll see how we go. So I've got that. And then my next big off-road... 1/8. I'm going to Fiji for a week, and then, which is awesome, with the family. And then I'm doing... Nice.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm doing... I'll do Canberra. Not sure if I'll do anything before Christmas, but we'll see. But anyway, and you've got your big race December 2nd for the on-road. So you haven't finished the build yet? You haven't finished it yet?
The actual car finished. I'm just waiting on electronics to arrive, and then it's all done.
All right. Can't wait to see the pics, dude. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to look good.
And do you... what motors do you run? And stuff. You're a hobby wing?
In the touring car. I've got a Hobby Wing G4 13.5 on the way.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I'm excited. Now, you are finishing school. What's happening next year, Geordie? Is it uni, or you got a job, or what are you doing?
I do casual job at the moment, just at the local supermarket. And I have finished exams as well. I had my last one on Thursday. So school is all done, which is exciting.
I saw your graduation, like photos of your mates and stuff. That's pretty cool.
It's good.
So the last day of school, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Next year, I'm not too sure. I'm probably just going to do a gap year and then try and do some traveling, do some RC, and just save up
a bit. A gap year sounds like pro RC to me. Is that what you...
In my house, yes. In my terms. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Traveling for RC. Yeah,
enjoy, man. That's unreal. Oh, you're going to Worlds, aren't you?
I'd love to. I mean, it'd be expensive, but it'd be also be a really good experience as well.
Yeah, it's West Coast, isn't it? Isn't it? I think California, maybe.
No, isn't it Hobby Action Raceway?
Where's that at?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty cool.
That's kick-ass. Yeah. All right. Excellent. I think that's it for me. I've got what am I doing? I'm rebuilding my XB4. I want to tear down my XB8. I'm just doing that while I've got the chance to just tear everything down. I'm going to buy the new XB8 when it comes out, the next, because I want to keep my one as a spares.
Okay.
And get the new kit, so that'll be good.
So you get the 23 model.
Yeah, I think it's out in early next year, hopefully. So that's good.
Yeah, nice. Are you going to get the new 1/10 buggies?
Don't know if I will. I kind of feel, because we've had so many washouts, the cars aren't that old, man. Like, seriously. Like, I was tearing them down, the XB4, and I was like, everything's still, well, even the drive shafts, everything's pretty good. So I'm like,
that's all right.
I'll see. I don't know when they're coming out. I'll have to have a see when they're coming out. But I'm, it depends how much I'm racing. Like, I just have to see how much I'm racing each class. I'm pretty much 1/8 kind of my go to, but I'll see what I can do. I still might come down. The Victorian state titles 1/10. They're at Bendigo, aren't they? No, sorry, not Bendigo.
Wodonga.
On the border. Yeah, I think I'm doing that. I always spoke to my wife, so I might. She might fly down to see my her sister, and I'll drive there, race, and then go and see them after it.
Awesome.
So I might back up, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, that's only what 5 hours for you guys. 5-6 hours.
Yeah, for me it'd be an extra hour. So yeah, it'll probably be. Yeah. I don't know. Something like maybe six or seven hours, but that's fine.
Okay.
So I'll drive down on my own. So I'm pretty keen. And I'll do mod with you this time. So.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's on the border, I think a lot more New South Wales people might go to it, which would be cool.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be awesome. Well, by the sounds of it, yeah. A lot of them are coming down.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right. All right, mate. Well, I'll chat to you. We won't leave this one too long. I'm going to Fiji in 2 weeks, so we'll record just before it.
No worries.
After XRS, and then we'll have a chat then.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, mate, you enjoy your week, and congratulations today taking out the Victorian Driver Series.
Thank you very much.
You need to get a photo. I want to see a photo of your trophies, Geordie. You must have a burgeoning trophy cabinet. Can you spin them all?
It's been 10 years.
That's a lot. Yeah, all right. Maybe not. Maybe you won't be able to fit them all. shout out to all the people who come up to me and say they really enjoy the podcast. I always appreciate it when people do that. That's awesome. So
thank you very much, everyone. Makes
us feel better about doing it. Yeah. All right, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Have a great week, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks, guys.